Soros-funded organization provided CRT training to federal government. By Spencer Lindquist on September 13, 2022. Two George Soros-funded organizations that seek to embed critical race theory, CRT, into federal bureaucracies have provided racial equity training to the federal government. The training focused on the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD. Breitbart News previously revealed that Race Forward, a Soros-funded organization, created a plan to permanently entrench critical race theory in the federal government. The Soros-funded organization seeks to transform agencies in the whole federal government by embedding adherence of CRT into key roles and tying career success to ideological conformity. Breitbart News has learned that the organization has already worked directly with the federal government to train bureaucrats in the tenets of critical race theory. A document titled Partnering with Federal Agencies to Advance Racial Equity, published by Race Forward and a partner organization called Policy Link, details the coordination between the leftist organizations and our federal government. Both Policy Link and Race Forward are funded by George Soros's Open Society Foundation, which works to advance globalism and leftism. Race Forward has defended the inclusion of critical race theory in American schools, remarking that this attack on critical race theory is part of a broad, coordinated effort to thwart a multiracial democracy. The document reads, Policy Link and Race Forward co-led a racial equity governing pilot project with federal agencies in the fall and winter of 2021 and 2022. It also notes, this report discusses critical elements of these partnership pilots and lessons to inform and support the longer-term aspirations of the federal government to become actively anti-racist. Government has a critical role to play in the nation's racial equity reckoning, the report read. The report explains that Biden's executive order on advancing racial equity at the beginning of his presidency has resulted in the development of racial equity actions plans across 90 federal agencies. It also remarked that the executive order signaled a promising shift in the federal government's understanding of its power to realize the aspirations of racial equity and showed a willingness on the part of the federal government to transform governing systems and structures to become anti-racist and equitable. The report specifically notes that Policy Link and Race Forward worked with almost a dozen agencies in the planning phase of the pilot, though it does not specify which agencies it worked with. It does, however, note that Race Forward and Policy Link focused on the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, for the implementation phase. More specifically, the pilot projects partnered with the leadership in the offices of field policy and management as well as recapitalization at HUD to assess the relative foundational efforts of the offices to address racial inequities. This included assessing leadership and staff engagement in current equity efforts, potential for positive equity impact at scale, and current program shifts underway that were aimed at reducing disparities experienced by low-income communities of color, the report explained. A quote from an anonymous HUD staffer states the pilot program made me more aware about the work that needs to be done on a transformative level. The pilot program included racial equity learning labs, which were designed to support staff in exploring a range of topics, including the role of the federal government in advancing racial equity, the selection and application of racial equity tools, and creating racial equity action plans. Policy Link and Race Forward both fully embrace the core tenets of critical race theory and intend to leverage the might of the federal bureaucracy to reverse systemic racism. Over 230 staff participated in these labs, representing a broad spectrum of pre-existing familiarity with systemic racism and the role of government in addressing and reversing its impact, the report read. Under a portion of the report titled Observations and Considerations for Long-Term Racial Equity Action Planning Within Federal Agencies, the organizations remarked, reorienting policy and practice across all agencies and offices to be actively anti-racist will inevitably be non-linear, adaptive work. It continued, while the work of embedding racial equity may be an immediate priority for certain agencies like HUD, creating an authentically racially equitable federal government will require a sustained process. One of the racial equity initiatives currently in place by the HUD is an attempt to diversify American suburbs. The Obama-era effort was halted by Trump but reinstated by Biden. HUD now claims that neighborhood diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement, a claim that has been hotly contested. One observation featured in the report was that existing racial equity efforts at the office level are plentiful and should not be overlooked. Notably, it stated, while the equity action plans were being developed at the leadership level, there were simultaneously many complementary and sometimes intersecting equity opportunities at the office level. It also specified that the kinds of program and practice-based changes that federal offices were able to focus on in the pilot were likely to be led by career federal workers. Many of the workers had extensive experience and knowledge of the programs they were supporting and had the unique opportunity to identify improvements, it continued. Another, perhaps more important observation was that agency offices are enthusiastic about the executive order's explicit recognition that advancing racial equity is a role of the federal government, signaling a widespread leftist bias in our agencies. Our discussions with agency and office leaders made clear that the executive order was a welcome mandate, in some cases providing political support to engage in racial equity efforts that agency leaders and staffers had been hoping for over many years, it read. The report argued that while racial equity work is popular among rank-and-file federal bureaucrats, they need a top-down support from leadership in order to maximize their abilities. The report specified, some pilot participants spoke of having worked in the federal government for decades, waiting for the moment when top leadership would openly endorse racial equity work. The conclusion of the 13-page report reads, Policy Link and Race Forward have been honored to work closely with the Biden-Harris administration to inform its executive order making equity and racial justice. The acknowledgement portion of the report thanked several individuals and institutions that aided the attempt to institutionalize CRT in our federal government. The acknowledgement portion reads, We'd particularly like to thank the leadership and staff of the Office of Field Policy and Management and the Office of Recapitalization for their deep partnership. But the document also thanked various financial backers, including the Annie E. Casey Foundation, the Ballmer Group, the Ford Foundation, the JPB Foundation, the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, Mackenzie Scott, Omidyar Network, and Open Society Foundations. The report also thanked the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, Salesforce, and the Skoll Foundation, which provided generous financial assistance. The report was authored by three individuals, including Jessica Pitsarek, the Director of Federal Policy and Advocacy at Policy Link. It was also authored by Carlton Ely, the Senior Director for Federal Strategies for Race Forward, and Suzanne Wildwood, an equity practitioner who identifies as A. Previous reporting from Breitbart News highlighted a plan from Race Forward to permanently embed CRT in the federal government, effectively creating a pro-CRT deep state that would remain in place regardless of who is president. The organization's plan even recommended that agencies tie career success to ideological conformity by integrating racial equity criteria into work plan expectations and performance evaluations that are tied to promotions and merit pay increases or additional paid time off. In the event of a second Trump administration, those that have worked with Race Forward and Policy Link could become targets of Schedule F, an executive order that the president could use to gut federal agents that subvert and sidestep his agenda. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Slindquist @Breitbart.com.